Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What's up, family? Welcome to Speak. Now, I have some breaking information. We may have gotten it all wrong as it pertains to the Philadelphia Eagles and who in the world we blame for their collapse. I am about to reveal to you something that I promise you haven't seen on Twitter, you haven't seen at your water coolers, you haven't seen on television. AJ Brown, he spoke to the media this morning, and when he spoke, I listened and did some homework. I can't wait to reveal what I found. Listen to AJ Brown talk right now.
The coaches played zero snaps this year. It is not the coaches. It is us.
That second play, if somebody go the left and block a certain person, it's a 30-yard touchdown by Jalen. He runs in.
We have all blamed the Eagles coaches for the lack of their offensive potency. I get it. But AJ Brown said that second play, if we would have executed it better, Jalen Hurts would still be running. This is the second play. It's second and 16. You got to have it versus the Arizona Cardinals. What is the play? Very simply, it's a gap scheme offensive run. You're going to block down. You're going to block down. You're going to block down. This player, he is going to pull and kick out. This player, he is going to pull and he is going to kick out. So what was the error? Why did the Eagles lose? Was it a bad play call or was it bad execution? I think it was bad execution based on what AJ Brown has said. You see, very simply, if Goddard and Lane Johnson, if they handle that defensive tackle and if they handle Buda Baker, the blitzer, then you can see where the gap lies. You can see right now, Jalen Hurts, he would still be running in that crease because this lineman, he would kick out. This receiver would kick out. This lineman would block out. And very simply put, the Eagles would still be running right now because Jalen Hurts likely would have scored. Now, I know what you're saying. Acho, that was a second down play. What about the third down screen? What about this atrocious screen call that landed with nothing? You got A.J. Brown out there. You got Devontae Smith out there. And you're going to run a screen play on third and 19? That's the dumbest thing in the world. That's the dumbest thing the Eagles coaches could have done. Well, third and 19, week 13. Versus the San Francisco 49ers, 7-6. Gotta have it. Trip formation. Ball to the field. They ran a screen play. They converted it. This third and 19, you convert. That third and 19, you don't convert. Is it on the coaches or is it on the players? The film very simply says it might not be all the coaches' fault, because on this third and 19, it worked. On that third and 19, it didn't work. On the second and 16 QB run, if the Eagles block it up properly, like AJ Brown said, maybe, just maybe, they win the game. Is it on the coaches or is it on the players? I had to change my opinion based upon new information. I'm heading to the desk because, James, you very loudly said yesterday, yeah, it is on the Eagles coaches.
Yeah.
I agreed with you.
Yeah, you should.
But then I listened to, but then I listened to AJ Brown talk.
Yes.
And very rarely are players that transparent. Obviously, AJ Brown, friend of yours, Shady McCoy, he's a friend of the show. He's been on the show before. He said that second play, if the Eagles block it better, they score. He said the coaches have played no snaps all season. Yeah. I started thinking maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
You can be right, you can be right, you can be right. But I'm going to say to myself, maybe I am wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe it's on the players. What do you say now that we've been given new information? Yeah. I just showed you some more plays. If the Eagles block it up right, they're still running. Players or coaches, who's at fault for this collapse?
I loved everything A.J. Brown said, because that's what you're supposed to say. You are out there playing. You're out there blocking. You're out there catching. You're out there grinding with your teammates. All that is cool. But at the end of the day, those plays that you showed, the defense gets paid, too. We talk about that 24-7.
Mm-hmm.
They checks come on Tuesday, too. That's a great play by an all-pro player in Buda Baker. Like, that is a great play. I would be sitting up here with five championships if every play blocked right and everything. Like, we would, you know what I mean? And no coaches would ever be fired. But you get fired because of what the other team does on the other side of the ball and how their playmakers make plays. Yeah, if you block down, you block down. But them dudes knew that play was coming. You can't tell me Buda Baker did not know that play was coming. Then on the second play, on the screen play, it don't work if Devontae Smith don't make a Superman play against the San Francisco 49ers breaking tackles.
Yeah.
And, okay, you think they don't know them certain plays that you guys run on third and long? Is that what you're telling me, offensive coordinator? That they don't think this screen is coming in third and long. And the Cardinals knew it was coming because it's the same exact play. Devontae Smith in the same exact area, and they just tackled. So for me, yes, as a player, it's so many plays to where you can make the coach look good by blocking it a certain way, by making a Superman play. But if we really watch the Philadelphia Eagles in whole, it is plain Jane on the offensive side of the ball, and they forcing their receivers and playmakers to make plays like Devontae Smith made on that 3rd and 20 against the Niners. They forcing A.J. Brown to moss people and break 3 or 4 tackles every time he catches a pass, instead of just making it extremely easy on Jalen Hurts to where this ball is coming out here and getting it in A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith's hand. There's none of that. And then they ran back-to-back QB draws. 1st and 20, 2nd and 16. So you mean to tell me as an offensive coordinator, you look 1st and 20, QB draw, cool. Let's try to get some, right, Shady? Let's try to go in there and get a couple yards. And then the next play, 2nd and 16, you like, yeah, again. Like, you know, so for me, yes, I understand players make plays, but at the end of the day, the coaches put the players in the best situations to succeed and make plays. And that is what we are not seeing consistently with the Philadelphia Eagles offense. Still, I respect A.J. Brown's take, but they got to do better and be more creative on the offensive side of the
ball. Here's what I struggle with, everybody at the desk. This is what I struggle with. The Eagles, allegedly, from what I have been told, have a better roster than most everybody in football, and they definitely have a better roster than the Arizona Cardinals. So at the point in which the game ends by a Hall of Fame right tackle, who's the highest paid right tackle in football, a all-pro quarterback, hard to do, who's the 2nd or 3rd highest paid quarterback in football, and the 5th highest paid tight end in football, can you be mad if you keep it in the hands and the responsibilities of a Hall of Fame tackle, an all-pro quarterback, and the 5th highest paid tight end? Because, Shady, from my understanding of the game of football, it doesn't matter what you call if the players don't execute. So who do you blame, players or coach?
It's both. It's both. I think there's sometimes where coaches may call a bad call, right? You got all-star players, which we have in Philadelphia, that can make it happen. Oh, woo, he got me out of that jam. That happens all the time, right? And there's plays, like we see Andy Reid in against the Eagles in the Super Bowl where, hey, we got the great Patrick Mahomes. We need him to be great. Wide open guys, uncontested touchdowns. That's coaching, right? You scout, you do your homework. The thing, but that's what the Cardinals did. But I'm going to take you back to the film you were showing.
Talk to me.
When do offensive coordinators call screens? You play defense, right? Yeah. You're a defensive girl, right? When do they do that?
Third and long.
If you blitz it a lot or you're 3rd and long, you know that, right? So when I get what AJ's trying to do, right? And I was always one of them players, right? It's us.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? They ain't playing. They got stomachs. They ain't in shape. We out here playing. Yeah. But when you really watch the game and you watch the tape, I think Jalen Hurts is a really good quarterback. Right? Talk about all the things, all pro and all that. And we see his growth. He went from this all the way up here, right? But still, even the great quarterbacks, the good ones still got help. We got some bad players on our team. Bad as in really, really good. Mm-hmm. We need the office coordinator to put us in position to win. So how do we even get to 3rd and 19? How do we get to 2nd? So as much as you want to blame the players, it's all of us together. Right, and I do think that we got to do a better job of putting Jalen Hurts in the office in the better schemes, better situations. But some of these calls that we talking about, like even that draw, mm-hmm. right? You said if it was blocked perfectly, it's NFL. Nothing's really blocked perfectly. And if you look at the safety, he's all the way in the box. So now you want the tight end to come down and smash this down, pause. That's football. This is not. I always tell my coaches, right? This is when I became who I was. You talk to me about, I should do this, I should do that, or he should block him, he should block him. This ain't no tape. Mm-hmm. When the game's on, it's going. It's a lot of thinking, it's fast twitch, muscles reacting. Can't sit here and hit the button. So I get what AJ's doing, but just, we got to do a better job of competing as a group, as a players, and as coaches. You see the way that, and I'm not putting Jalen Hurts in the category of a guy like Brock Purdy. Matter of fact, I don't even use Brock Purdy. In my notes, I got Dak Prescott. Before this year, we all had our own opinion about Dak. I always said that he was above average quarterback. We can all agree with that. This year, he's playing elite. But if you really watch the way they play with him, they get everybody involved. CeeDee Lamb is a top five, top three receiver, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Right? But even him that good, they have him everywhere. He in the backfield. He in the slot. He outside. He motioning. He's moving around. I don't never see A.J. Brown move around. And we know how good he is. I don't ever see Devontae Smith move around. You know how good he is. That part is coaching, right? And then there's the other part of the players where you got to execute that we're not doing. We're not connecting easy passes we got to catch. Easy passes we got to throw. We're not doing that. So when you talk about this whole thing, and I'm really passionate about it because you know it's my boys. I even wore a little green today for this. I know this talk was up. We got to do a better job collectively doing it together. Yeah. And then on defense. Mm. Now listen. Ooh. Now, I can't go to the offensive rap. Let me get to my defense. Because I got a lot of dudes on defense. That's my boys. Yep. Like my homies.
Yeah.
Now, I get what AJ said from the offensive standpoint, new coordinator, yep. I get it.
I didn't show defense for a reason.
Hold on, defense, what are you saying about that?
Show defense
and then the pick
reason.
Six that we did get, I mean, Kyler Murray just been Kyler, he just gave it to us. Mm-hmm. Take that. Yeah. We couldn't stop them at all. This is the Cardinals.
Right. Up and down the field on you.
If I had a trivia question right now for everybody on the table, y'all probably do because I do your homework. Name me the whole offensive skill position. Like, I'm a struggle. And I love offense. Come on, we're chirping. I don't want to hear all that about it. It's the players. It's the players and the coaches.
Yeah.
And we got to get together. If we don't get it together, we will be one and done.
So. Joy, players, coaches for the Eagles collapse. Lost 4 out of their last 5 games. Where are you putting the majority of the blame?
I think you have to put it on both. I mean, I'm going to listen to A.J. Brown when he speaks because he's in that locker room. He's a leader. He knows what success is. So if he's saying it's on them, then there are things that we maybe aren't seeing or he's experiencing that he sees that tell him that a lot of it is on the players. But we're not in the locker room. And we can see a lot of other teams around the league, like you said, with far less talent. Far less talent, who aren't playing the way the Eagles are playing right now. And that's not because the Eagles aren't talented, and it's not just because everyone's not playing at the highest level. You got too many coaches that are putting inferior talent to what the Eagles have, I'll say that, in positions to make runs in the postseason, teams that we are afraid of. Mm-hmm. You got the Steelers, you got the Browns, you got the Bengals. Like, these are teams that we didn't think were going to be anywhere near the playoffs. And now we're going to talk about how scary they are in the postseason. And they're without their starting franchise quarterback. Mm-hmm. They don't have their all-pro quarterback in there that was just in a Super Bowl. They don't have all these weapons. They don't have all this pedigree that we talk about all the time. So I do think that while some of the players are not playing up to their potential and maybe some people are banged up or whatever's going on, that's fine. You can't put it all on the coaches because the players go out there and play.
Mm-hmm.
But why are you not putting your players in the best position to win? And when I look around the NFL this year and see all these teams, the Colts, the Rams, the Packers, you've got coaches coaching at a really, really high level, putting people in position to play at their highest level and making adjustments. Look at the Bills this year. The Bills, I think, are the best example because we think the Bills are really talented. They've dealt with injuries. They're a team that's seen highs.
Yep.
They struggled all different season coaches. Long, made some adjustments, and now they're rolling. Now they're a very scary, serious team that could still win the division. Yeah. They're playing some of their best football right now. So it's not impossible to shift mid-season. It's not impossible to make adjustments. It doesn't have to even be to your roster. It can be your mentality and adjustments within the building. Okay, we're doing this. It's not working. We got to change. Don't double down.
Yeah.
Don't double down on being wrong.
Really quick, Acho. What is the Philadelphia Eagles' identity on the offensive side of the football? Can you answer that for me?
He can't.
I would say it's all about the QB. If I had to say what's mm-hmm. their identity, I would say they live and die by Hurts.
So that's coaching number one. What is our identity? We are in week 17 and we don't know who we are on the offensive side of the football. That ain't got nothing to do with players. I remember playing with Coach Mike. We didn't have a running game, but we looking in the wide receiver room and there's 5 dogs in there at receiver. And Mike, he wants to run the football, but he walked into our room, he say, our running game shaky, we going 5 wide all year, unless one of these running backs come out of the blue. Because I know you can win, and you go. I ain't worried about none of this other stuff. What is your idea? We don't know what the Philadelphia, you ran That's 2 draws because you don't know what your identity is. You have a really good back in DeAndre Swift back there. If you go spread it out, let's spread it out. Put Julio out there more with them 3. Like, let's have an identity of what we're going to.
I don't think our identity is Jalen Hurts.
Talk to me.
If you ever see when we get in trouble, what do we do?
Run.
I would say QB draw.
run the ball.
I would say not draw. That's too late.
If you look at all the games where he had to come back from behind. Now, Jalen Hurts, at the end, he has some clutch genes in him, and he wins the game, right? The Bills game, all different games. But if you just look at, like, if we ever get in trouble, what do we do? Last year, if we ever got in trouble, what did we do? We run that rock. Sure. Think about it, though. We run that rock. Miles Sanders last year, this year, the Chiefs game, right? We need to win that game on the road. It's shaky first half. The second half, what did we do? We went the Swift. Yeah. The sweep drink, you know what I'm saying? They went out the gate, and then we kept rolling. Like, we don't have an identity. That's a good – when you ask that question, I'm thinking, like, what is our identity? Because usually we run it with Hurts.
Last year, that's what it was. Even if it was with Hurts or Sanders,
last year, the defense was playing at such
that's true.
A high
Way.
Level.
That's true.
No, they were setting the tone for everything else as well. And when things did get shaky, you knew you could rely on them. But you have to know your personnel. Like, you talked about this before the season. You didn't have a lot of faith in what this defense was going to look like because of the pieces that were lost, correct? Mm-hmm. We've seen throughout the year that was correct. This isn't the same defense. It doesn't look the same different. They were setting records for sacks. You're not getting to the quarterback anymore. It's a different tone within the building, within the identity of your team as a whole.
I just think we have, and I am most guilty of this. I think, and I will ask if you are as well, I think we got revisionist history. Shady, you said, like, what is the Eagles' identity? What's the Eagles' identity? To me, when the Eagles get in a bind, they always run QB keep. Buffalo Bills, how did that game end? Overtime. Got to have it play. Jalen Hurts line of scrimmage, check. Yeah. QB key. Kansas City Chiefs, 21-17. Chiefs punt the ball. There's 5.5 minutes left in the game. Mm-hmm. It's 1st and 10. Most important play of the game. Eagles need a 5 or 4 minute drive. That's what you call it in football. Eagles need a 4 minute drive to ice out the game. 1st and 10. Very first play, QB key. Arizona Cardinals, got to have it moment. They just ran an onside kick. 1st and 10 penalty. It's 1st and 20. What do they go to? QB key. Mm-hmm. It didn't work.
Yeah.
It didn't work. And now all of a sudden, I'm coming on television. You're probably on social media. We're sitting at the desk. I can't believe they called this. I can't believe they're doing this. I can't believe this. But against the Bills, overtime, got to have it.
But
it worked.
But he against
the,
to that.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. But against the Chiefs, got to have it. No check. Called. Yes. It worked.
Okay.
So the only thing I am saying is the Eagles, they lived by it. They died by it. Against the Bills, they lived. Against the Chiefs, they lived. Against the Cardinals, they died. But I just don't like playing both sides.
I get that. But, like, is that an identity? Or that's just a play that you run when you need it? I think identity is two different things than a play we need. Like, every coordinator, I don't care who it is, defense or offense, every player it is. Mm-hmm. When it's a clutch moment, you're going to do what you know best.
Yes, sir.
Right? The best way you probably tackle. You got to get this dude down, you're going to do that.
Yep,
right? Since little league to – so does everybody, even with the coaches. If I'm a coach that, look, man, we got to stop him, it's fourth and whatever. I'm blitzing, I'm a blitzer, I'm a blitz. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to play coverage, I'm going to play coverage. So I'm not – that's not, like, confuse it a little bit.
Fair.
When we talk about identity, it's like, yo, okay, I got a better one for you. The Niners, what are their identity? It's easy. we talk offense, defense, but you know what it is. You know what it is. With us – and I'm an Eagle nut. I don't even know what our identity is. We don't have one. So it's hard to, like, pick out whose issue is or whose fault it is. We don't even know who we are.
Yeah, what you default to me is not what your identity is. Your identity is what you know this matchup is going to be.
Right.
Well, we know what the Baltimore Ravens' identity is.
We know what the identity is.
What is it? Define identities for me and for the viewer at home. What's the Ravens? What's the Niners? I just want to hear y'all.
Play with great defense. The Ravens, to me, play with great defense.
Always.
They have a superstar quarterback who can win with his legs or can throw it, and now they have skill positions that he can rely on.
And they're gonna run the ball and
play tough on both sides of the ball.
Now, is your identity what you're good at or what you try to do most?
Who you are.
So my thing is, the Eagles are going to try to QB run, and they're going to try to take shots to AJ and Devontae. That's who they're going to, like. Now, does it work great all the time? I don't know. But, like, the Ravens are gonna run the ball. Jalen Hurts is going to run the ball. Jalen Hurts is the only quarterback. Jalen Hurts, Randall Cunningham, Lamar Jackson. Three quarterbacks that have had three consecutive 600-plus yard seasons. So if you're saying, what's the Eagles' identity? It's QB run. Because only three quarterbacks in the history of football have done it. Jalen Hurts is one. Mm-hmm. And you're taking shots. AJ, Devontae. You know AJ from the past couple of Pro Bowls.
See, that's not identity to me. Because where has that got us? Struggling? Barely winning? That ain't an identity. Identity is what Joy talked about. Yeah, we got these. Go out to the Bay to play the Niners. What are we going to do? Because they got a great defense. They tough. They bullies. What are we going to do? We don't care because we are who we are. What we do, we play bully ball. We run the ball. We let our quarterback take over the game, running or throwing. And then on defense, we play tough. We play physical. That's what they did.
Yeah.
That's what they did. That's what they are. So when you're asking, like, I don't want to mix up, like, what we do good compared to who we are. Because there's sometimes where you might play a game and your style might not work.
Yep.
But you're not backing up. This is who he is. This is what when we practice, when we install plays, when we scout for players, when we draft players, when we train for what we want and who we are. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When I ask the Eagles, like, yo, who we going to draft? Who we going to pick? Who we want? What type of plays we want? Yeah. We don't know.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Some games, Swift kills and have 175 yards rushing with 20-some carries. In some games, he has 5, 6, 7. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We can't be identity.
Yeah.
No matter what's going on with Christian McCaffrey, no matter how great Brock Purdy's playing, Christian gonna touch that ball. Debo gonna get them special athletic plays. Ayuk, Brandon Ayuk, he's gonna get his routes. You get what I'm saying? Like, we don't have, even the Cowboys, and I hate to say this, they know who they are. Mm-hmm. CeeDee Lamb gonna touch that rock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No matter how good Tony Pollard's playing, he gonna touch that ball. We're gonna spread out for Dak, we're gonna make it easy for Dak Prescott, right? We're gonna look for matchups with the tight end, with CeeDee Lamb in the slot.
That's
so
true.
When I'm saying, like, what it means to be, I have an identity. That's what it is. Yeah. When you look at the Eagles, it's like, yo.
We don't know.
We don't know. We'll do some screens, some draws. Maybe AJ going to beat this dude one-on-one. Okay, we got Swift on the back. Yeah. We don't even know what we're doing. And Swift might have his game. Yeah. He might not.
And that's why I asked that question, because for me, identity is what you are off the bus.
Ooh.
When the Niners get off the bus, you know you better pack your lunch pail. It's going to be physical. We finna run this football
that
downhill.
That mouthpiece said.
When the Ravens get off the bus, you know the defense is getting off the bus. They finna be violent. Lamar, Gus Edwards, we finna run this ball first. Play action, pass off it. When Mahomes get off the bus, you know Andy Reid is putting the ball in Mahomes' hands. Game on the line, whatever it may be, the ball is in Mahomes' hands. We're going to design up some of these pass plays, and we coming at you, right? We ain't handing it to Pacheco when the game on the line. Our identity is Patty.
Go to the Lions. They got the best identity.
You
Lions?
Know, the Lions. Well, the Lions got two of them because the Lions throwing and running.
But we going to start with this
we
run.
We going to start with the run. You're going to start with Gibbs. You're going to start with Montgomery. But even Josh, when you get off the bus, you cannot let Josh outside the pocket. They really don't want to run this football. Ball in Josh hands. He getting it to Diggs. He getting it to Gabe Davis. When you talk about Philly getting off the bus, what you trying to stop?
You don't know.
But would y'all not
I don't
say?
Know. I don't even
would
know.
Y'all not say that you are trying to stop Hurts? Because that's what Bosa said. If the blueprint is this is what the Niners are focused on stopping, which was Jalen Hurts, B-gap, run game. Jalen Hurts, run game. To me, that is the identity.
But that's not an identity. That's just what they do.
Game plan.
And what Shady's talking about, what James is talking about, is the culture,
right.
is who you are, how you draft, what kind of players fit in the system. Are you Miami? Are you speed everywhere? Speed, fast stars, everywhere. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
They're not a physical smash you in the mouth team,
right.
But they're going to beat you over the top and run the ball, not hard, straight down, fast. Yep. They're going to play McDaniel's offense. That's how they play. That's their identity.
Yep.
He wants players that fit into that system, that fit into that identity. Philadelphia doesn't have an identity, and mostly, in my opinion, is because the defense isn't the same as last year.
But I just don't think you can't be somebody you're not. Last year, they had an identity, if you
and
will.
What was it?
Because they had players. They're going to get after the pass.
Well, hold on,
my God.
He's on offense?
Yeah.
What was your – no, I'm talking offense. What was their identity last year?
Last year, I thought they were just going to RPO you to death.
And run that front.
Run that front.
Five boys up front. Be physical and violent.
There were certain games where we were running like 10 plays, all runs.
Correct. But here's the crazy thing, though. Here's my issue. Last year, the Eagles would run the same play over and over and over.
That ain't
they
identity.
Were just running the RPO.
That's not identity.
This is a fascinating conversation. Later on, we'll get to, are the Eagles fixable or is it done for the Eagles this season? But right now, we got to talk about Tua and Josh Allen. This is a must-win game for the Bills. Get this, America. If the Bills win, they win the AFC East. But if the Bills lose, they could miss the playoffs. Must win. Who has more at stake? Tua, Josh Allen. It's the most interesting matchup of the weekend.
Next. This is a good match.
Remember, check us out every day, Fox Sports Channel. Serious.
Joy, that Dolphin was a good one.
Thanks, Shady.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Family, tomorrow we got the privilege of being joined by one of the best defensive players in football, Myles Garrett, joining the show tomorrow. Four-time All-Pro, leading the Browns to the playoffs. Hopefully, he wins Defensive Player of the Year this year. Do not miss tomorrow's show. It will be epic. Browns are making a historical run, and Myles Garrett is leading that charge, joining us on Speak tomorrow.
All right, okay.
Okay, let's transition to other teams in the AFC vying for playoff spots. Josh Allen and the Bills. Things started incredibly shaky for them, 6-8, but then they got rolling. They've won four straight. On the flip side, they got the Miami Dolphins. Now, here is why this game is so pivotal. Dolphins win, they win the AFC East. Bills win the AFC East. But if the Bills lose, there's a chance they go from winning the AFC East to missing the playoffs.
Oh, America. Was that what is going on?
They lose, they miss the playoffs. Whole world watching. Sunday night. It gets no bigger than this. Sports television is made for these moments. Joy asked you very simply, who needs to win more? Is it Tua? Is it Josh Allen?
Dum 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 dum.
Josh Allen. Ooh. Can't miss the playoffs. Now look, there's a lot of scenarios where they still clinch. Buffalo, they tie. Pittsburgh loses or ties. Jacksonville loses or ties. Or Houston and Indiana tie. There's a lot of ties in there, possibilities. But any of these situations can happen. You don't want to worry about none of that. You want to control your own destiny. You want to win the division. Put yourself in a great position going into the playoffs. It's not even close to this Josh Allen. Whatever happens in this game, the Dolphins are in the playoffs.
Right. That's true.
So would they like to win the division? Yes. Would they like to beat Buffalo at home? Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Would they like to go into the postseason with that kind of momentum, especially coming off of that loss that they just suffered against Baltimore? Yes. But in reality, the only thing is that you make it to the dance. And as a football-watching community, we want to see Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills in the postseason. I will never root against the Dolphins, but I do want to see Josh Allen in the postseason. I like watching the best players when it matters most. Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills need this win more.
Crazy enough, I'm going to say Tua.
Mm. Ooh, for real?
Yeah, but then let me break down my why. Tua ain't been paid yet, y'all.
No.
Tua in the same draft class as Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Paid. Jalen Hurts. Paid. Justin Herbert. Paid. Mm. And then you got Tua. Mm. He ain't been paid yet. Mm. If you cannot win the division when you had a three-game lead, if you cannot win the division when the Bills started the season without a defensive coordinator, then fired their offensive coordinator in the middle of the season, then when in God's name can you win the division? You can't win a division when the Bills started 6-8. Then when can you win a division? You can't win a division when you started 5-0. When can you win a division? I may miss a couple statistics because I'm going off the top of my head. Apologize in advance. If you can't win a division when you win a game 70-20, when can you win a division? Ooh. You can't win a division when Tyreek Hill almost breaks an NFL record. When you gonna win it, fam? You got one of the best defensive minds in football. You got one of the best offensive minds in football. So it ain't the coaches. So, Tua, if you can't win the division now, I am telling you right now, everybody and they mama is going to start questioning, will you ever be able to win the division? It is about making it to the dance. But it's also about knowing you can secure your spot annually in the division, annually in the playoffs. Only way to secure your spot annually is by winning the division. So the reason Tua's got more pressure is, bruh, if you blow a lead to Josh Allen when you had that kind of advantage, when in the world you going to be able to beat him? They started 6-6, and you couldn't win the division then? You will not be able to win the division as I can predict it. You ain't going to be able to keep Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill and Mostert had 21 touchdowns. You can't win a division when Mostert has 21 touchdowns?
Yeah.
Shady, when you had Joe 21, guess what? We won the division.
Mine's a little different.
It don't matter. We won a division in Philadelphia in 2013. So if you can't win a division now, when can you win it? And most importantly, Tua hasn't been paid yet. He hasn't won a playoff game yet. They haven't hosted a playoff game yet. 4 years, no hosting of a playoff game? Come on now, James. That's why, to me, Tua needs to win it more. Obviously, there's an argument for Josh Allen, which I will gladly
That was a pretty good take right there. I don't even think about Tua, but you say it like that. Tua, you hold on, bro. Tua. But you've been in front of the line. Because he was in the back, right? Coming in front of the line, man. You know, in class, they say that. Students in the back. Oh, no, don't take it. No, come on to the front, bro. Come on to the front. That was me.
For me, it's Josh Allen. This was a hard question, right? When Mo hit me and said, man, we asking that who the more. I'm like, ah, man. But when you really look at it, we say Patty and we say Josh or Burrow, right? So right now we got Patty.
Do you say that?
I say it too.
Document it.
So we say a top two quarterback in the National Football League.
Yeah.
Right? Missing the playoffs? Top two quarterback in the National Football League missing the playoffs? Nah. Josh has done so many great things in this league.
Yes, he has.
The expectation is way up there. So if we're sitting here right now, we say, Josh won the division, Tua's the sixth seed. We're going to be like, we ain't finna talk bad about Tua. You know what I'm saying?
Very true.
But if we sitting up here, Tua won the division, Josh going home. Oh, man. Oh, off season, the whole thing.
I know what she going to do.
You already know it. Flip-flop real quick.
Oh, he did
flip-flop real quick. No, but with that being said, man, all the pressure is on Josh. Like, the expectation is there. When we talk Josh and we talk Patrick Mahomes because we put him in them conversations, this is the type of stuff that matters. Getting into the playoffs, making a deep run in the playoffs, getting the Super Bowls, that's what matters for Josh. If you lose this and you might miss out on the playoffs, depending what happens with the other teams and don't make it, to me, this is a blow to Josh's legacy right here. You know what I mean? Not saying it's over, none of that type of stuff, because he could come back next year and go to the Super Bowl, but this is a blow because of what the standard that he set for himself. We don't expect that out of Tua yet. Right? We expect that out of Josh. So for me, all the pressure's on Josh Allen in this one right here.
This was a tough question for me, just because, like, and to Josh's defense, man, like, he's had to overcome a lot, right? And you look at all the injuries, the fired coach, some of the special players that they get paid so much money that you pay your best players, they hurt, right? Over and over and over again. And him to still have a chance to get in the playoffs, like, that's remarkable. So I got to go with Josh Allen, having the pressure on him. That's one thing you did say, because even giving him that credit, like, all right, you do got a lot of guys hurt. You had to overcome a lot. In 2 years, offseason, nobody going to be talking about that. They going to see no television or speaker anywhere. Yo, but these guys are hurt. Milano, all pros hurt. Tre'Davious White, all pro, he's hurt. Von Miller, he's just getting – no, we're not talking about that. So the pressure got to be on Josh because of how good he is, how great he is. When we talk about quarterbacks in this league, even how phenomenal Lamar Jackson is playing, how good he is, you don't hear his name with Patrick Mahomes, with Joe Burrow, and Josh Allen. It's them three, and it's everybody else. So we can't have you in this category with all the greats, and you're not making the playoffs. Now, if you make the playoffs and things don't work out, I can give you some grace, because you took that team to the playoffs. I respect that, because our quarterbacks can't do that. But to not go, even myself, because I think you that good. I think you that nice. You know what I'm saying? I think you that ill. I think you that real. You're in the playoffs, though. I got to take that back. Give me all that back.
Oh, you flip-flop?
Give me all that back.
You flip-flop?
No. You know, I put Josh up there high. He's that good. I'm just messing around. I'm definitely going to have to be a star, though. Hey, bro, you made the playoffs.
But we talked about this with Lamar yesterday. This might be his only year. Imagine Josh Allen misses the playoffs in a year where Joe Burrow is hurt.
Mm-hmm.
In a year where Patrick Mahomes is playing down.
Mm.
In a year where Deshaun Watson is hurt.
This should be his year, you're saying?
I mean, it's not to be his year, but you can't miss the playoffs.
Yeah. That's true.
You can't miss the playoffs. That's unacceptable. And who are we going to cook more? If Tua loses this game but is still in the postseason, or Josh Allen losing this game and misses the playoffs entirely? In a year where Shady's already like, I don't want to hear nothing about a little asterisk next to Lamar Jackson's MVP and next to his Super Bowl run because these guys are hurt. Well, certainly we're going to have to put Josh Allen in that conversation if they can't make the postseason. You can't win if you're not in. That's the most important thing. So I hear you on winning the division. Maybe this is their best chance right now to win the division. Buffalo has dominated for the past couple years, and that's a good argument. And when we start talking about how much Tua is going to get paid, that might come up. And I think Tua is going to get paid regardless. But that will be part of the conversation if they can't do it or if they're one and done in the playoffs. However, there are more expectations of someone like Josh Allen, who's already established himself in the league. And every time we start talking about who's next after Pat, it's between him and one other guy in Joe Burrow.
Right. I don't disagree with that. But I'm thinking about the grand scheme of football. In a grand scheme of football, for different reasons, Joe Burrow will miss the playoffs this year. Lamar Jackson missed the playoffs last year. And he missed the playoffs the year before. But we still talk about Lamar Jackson like Lamar Jackson. Maybe we don't say he's top two, but we say he's top five. Joe Burrow will miss the playoffs this year. And next year, we will still talk about Joe Burrow like he's Joe Burrow.
But it's not the same. Lamar Jackson did enough work during the regular season last year that even though he wasn't able to play, his team was still in the playoffs.
He was
in the playoffs the year before. Joe Burrow's team might still make the playoffs this year. They're playing at a high, high level. I don't know if they're not eliminated yet, I don't think.
No, no, no.
They're playing at a high level without him. And injuries are not the same as you're available. You, Josh Allen, are available all season long. And you, because of your play, have put yourself and your team in a position where this is a potentially win or miss the playoffs game. That can't be compared to Lamar Jackson not being available in the postseason to injury.
In the grand scheme of things, what I am saying is in 5 years, when we look back and say Lamar Jackson is, oh, he missed the playoffs in 2020, or he missed the playoffs in 2021, rather. They were 8-9. He didn't play in the playoffs in 2022. In 5 years, when we're like, dang, Joe Burrow missed the playoffs in 2023. We're not going to be like, oh, yeah, but Joe missed because of injury and Josh missed because he was bad. You just missed.
Of course we will.
I don't. When I go back and I think about teams who missed the playoffs or got players who made the playoffs, players who missed the playoffs, I'm not thinking about, oh, well, they missed because of injury. No, but they missed because of this.
You have to consider their misses of injury. They didn't. That's the reason why they're not in.
Get this correct. So you're saying, so Joe Burrow missed the playoffs this year because he's hurt. Mm-hmm. You're saying 2 years from now, you're not going to, I guess, account for him missing because he was injured?
When we go back to a player's playoff record, mm-hmm. when we go back to a player's Super Bowl record, we are not quantifying, well, he's 4-4 in the playoffs, but he didn't go that 1 year because he got it. No, it's just like, oh, he didn't play. Oh, he didn't make it. Oh, he didn't go. Oh, he didn't make it. In 5-10 years from now, I don't know the last time I've thought back about a player outside of Tom Brady in 2008 when he tore his Achilles, mm-hmm. ACL. I don't know the last time I thought back about a player and was like, oh, but that's why he missed the playoffs. No, it's just he missed the playoffs.
No, but we're not. And when you go back and talk about it, like, yeah, like he didn't make it this year because he was injured. It's not like, oh, like, yeah, they didn't make it that year. Yeah. Like, being unavailable due to injury is the reason you're not in the playoffs. It's not because of play.
I guess I quantify, to me, I was always told, and maybe different than everybody at this desk, I was always told best ability is availability.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are not available and you miss because you played bad, you still missed.
I know.
So if Josh Allen misses, I'm saying my opinion of Josh Allen will not drastically change if he misses the playoffs this year. Because my opinion of Lamar Jackson didn't drastically change when he missed the playoffs in 2021. They went 8-9.
I know, but mine's changed drastically, like you just said. You know, but it will be like, dang, dog, you ain't made the playoffs. Like, you know, and because some of them games they did lose, it was kind of his fault.
No doubt.
Turnovers. The difference between this year and other years, he turned the ball over the same way. But they were winning them games, right? And I think a lot of that has to do with either his decision-making and some of that is injury. But we can't act like we can use the same odds and say, yo, you didn't make it because you didn't make it because you didn't play compared to you didn't make it because you just didn't do well. Like, you can't put them in the same boat, I think.
Right now, obviously not. I think in the future, I do not think that we will quantify it. Right now, no, you can't put them in the same boat. Burrow, you weren't there. Herbert, you weren't there. Deshaun, you weren't there, but your team still made it. In the future, I don't know that we will ever parse it out like that.
So let's say Burrow doesn't go to playoffs in the next two. So next year, he's healthy and they don't make it. You're not going to be like, yo, I mean, I'm saying, like, is he declining? Because the last 2 years, he didn't make the playoffs.
No, but what I would say is, yo, he ain't been to the playoffs in 3 years. That's how I would talk about it.
But you gotta take that. You gotta take that hurt. Like he hurt.
Of course. But all I'm saying is, you either go or you don't.
But it's not that simple. It's just not the same thing.
But it's
like if you're available and you don't play well, that's not the same thing as having a season-ending injury surgery, and that's why don't go.
No question. But not only that, they both healthy. They ready to go. Right? And if we were sitting here at the beginning of the season and we say, Josh gonna miss the playoffs, Tua gonna win the division, we'd be y'all crazy. We'd be looking at each other. So you finna tell me Tua is finna outplay Josh and win the division and Josh ain't in the playoffs?
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's crazy.
Will your opinion of Josh Allen change if they don't make it?
Well, I'm not on that with Josh.
Will it change?
You in line to get
a small bit.
Yeah, it will change because he has a chance to get in it winning this game. That's why I'm saying all the pressure's on him. So if he does lose this game and doesn't make the playoffs if the other teams win, yes, it's going to change because you were there and you lost to Tua and got booted out of the playoffs. So it will change a little bit.
The Broncos, I just lost.
And then all my other stuff will creep in about you turning the football over and me not being on your road.
Real quick, Joy, would your opinion change of Josh Allen if they don't make the playoffs?
I think it has to adjust. Like, you have an ability to go to the postseason. It's in your hands. And the biggest point is, if there was some more nuance to why they were in this situation, then perhaps not. But we watched Josh lose a few of these games himself.
That's where I'm at. It won't change drastically for me because I think he's the real deal, right? You can't find me 3 better quarterbacks than Josh Allen.
Right.
But on the same breath, right, me giving him love, I got to give you this. My boy, I got to do my job. You lost some games you should have won. You let Russ come in Buffalo night game and win. The Jets, you gave that game away. Take that. You gave that like it's Christmas. You gave that game away. So I can look at every other game like, yo, even though you had some injuries, you helped out tremendously on giving them losses or getting them, yeah, giving them wins away. But I want to ask you real quick with the Tua conversation, since it's back and forth, and that was a good take you had. If Tua, let's say he don't win, right? You think they still going to pay him?
Pay him just drastically.
But less. I was thinking like, you think it matters of how much? Compared, okay.
1,000%.
So if they go far in the playoffs, we're going
to
pay anyway.
You have to.
Yeah, yeah.
But think about it. If the Dolphins lose and they end up as a sixth seed.
Right.
You're talking about playing the Chiefs in Arrowhead week one.
Yeah.
That in ain't, the playoffs. That, yeah, that ain't scary.
It doesn't scare you. It's not as
scary
as it used to be. But the Chiefs already beat the Dolphins on a neutral site with Jalen Ramsey there. So I agree. It's not as scary as it used to be. Mm. But I would rather host a playoff game.
No doubt.
As the 4 seed or as the 3 seed or as the 2 seed than have to go to Arrowhead. Because if you got to go to Arrowhead and you lose round one, now Tua, you're 4 years in with no playoff wins. Mm. And how much you want? You want $200 million? Mm. Okay.
He wants $200
million. Yeah,
you're right.
I'm asking.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
But they pay a lot of corporates that don't win playoff games.
You're right. I just hope they get two of his bread. All right, when we return, speaking of winning playoff games, Jim Harbaugh and Michigan, they won their first one under Harbaugh. But what does this mean for Harbaugh? Many are saying he could and should leave Michigan. This would be the craziest shakeup in college and the NFL. A huge program, a huge coach, a huge story. We will give you all the details on the other side of this commercial break. Holla. All right, family, we're in third and long. Most intriguing topic of the day, Jim Harbaugh coaches Michigan. There's really no bigger college football program than that one. They are one win away from his first national championship and the first one for Michigan in 24 years. They beat Alabama just a few days ago, the Rose Bowl. I was there. Well, get this. Jim Harbaugh reportedly signed with an agent, Don Yee, who has strong NFL ties. Word on the street, Jim Harbaugh might come back to the National Football League. When you talk about names of coaches in the sport, there are a few names, James Jones, that are bigger than Jim Harbaugh's.
Yeah.
It's better to die as a hero than live long enough to become a villain. That's what I heard in Batman. Mm. I think Jim Harbaugh should leave.
You think he gone?
I think he should leave regardless. He has taken Michigan to higher heights than Michigan has been to in the last quarter century.
That's true.
It will not get better for you, Jim Harbaugh, than it is right now. Mm. You don't have to look very far. You can stay within your own conference and look at what occurred with Pat Fitzgerald, coach at Northwestern. 3 consecutive 10-win seasons, Northwestern had not seen that. Former Northwestern player gets fired because he did some things allegedly that players said happened. He's out of there. For you, Harbaugh, it ain't going to get much better. Former Michigan player, gone back to Michigan, brought them to higher heights than they have seen in 24 years. Get out while it is great. What do you think? Should he leave?
If he wins a national championship, yes. If he loses, no. One of my favorite players, Kobe Bryant, say, job not finished.
Is the job finished?
Job not finished. Job finished?
Job not finished. Job finished?
Job finished, job not finished. If you lose and you don't win a national championship, for me, the job is not finished. Come back and try to accomplish this thing again next year. If you win, you have accomplished that. It's time to go accomplish this Super Bowl trophy. Because we know he wants to chase that. He's been that close, losing to his brother in the championship. If you can get back to the Super Bowl after you win a national championship, I think that will be what he is chasing. But right now, if you lose, I think he should stay. Win, hey, you got your agent that knows what he's doing in the National Football League, right? Get you to one of these good organizations. And to me, I don't care what organization it is, because Harbaugh has showed me he'll change around any organization and make them good. So whatever that may be, if you can get this done, yes, I think he should leave and go chase a Super Bowl trophy in the National Football League.
He up out of there.
He gone.
He gone.
He gone.
And maybe the job's not finished, but it ain't going to get finished if you can't coach because you suspended, which is probably what's going to happen. And there's probably going to be some stuff in the contract that keeps you from some of your money if that does happen. And Don Yee is a very, very good agent. He was the agent of one Tom Brady, if I'm not mistaken, who is also a Michigan man. You know, they like to keep relationships nice and tight. Not cheating, though. But a legend. He's gone. He's gone and he should go. And you're right. Get up out of there while you're the hero, because while it might not be finished, People get used to being at the top. We like it up here. We like going to national championships. Well, we're not going to a national championship because you gone for 8, 10, 11, 12 games. We're back at the bottom. We're not making the college football playoff. We don't like that. So, no. He's leaving. He's going to the NFL, as he should. Look, the NCAA is a wild, wild place. We can go down the entire list of situations that have gotten extremely sticky for different programs and set them back decades. We don't need to do it right now. I'm sure all of you are very aware of it. Mm. I don't know what's going to happen with everything in Michigan, but the fact that this is even a conversation when he has now reached the heights that he's reaching should tell you he's gone.
He should leave. They should leave.
I like Harbaugh. You know, one of my best friends, man, Frank Gore, he always talked great about Harbaugh. Mm. It's funny because Brian Westbrook was a starter before me in Philadelphia. So I was a rookie. He was there, and he was showing me the ropes. And we're used to, like, a winning type of culture in Philadelphia. Andy Reid, right? Everybody's doing the right things. Nobody's getting fined. On time for practice. On time for meetings. He says that he goes to San Francisco. He says, Shady, I call him. I was like, how's it going over there? He's like, yo, it's the worst place in the world. They don't know how to win. They this, that, and the third. But then Harbaugh comes along, right? Mm-hmm. And Frank Gore's like, yo, this dude turned this thing around. We playing physical football. Everybody's dialed in. We want to win. And he shows you at the Niners. Mm-hmm. And what coach don't want to coach in the pros? He's already a pro guy. That's what he does. That's what he want to do. He loves the pros so much that Frank said that sometimes at practice, as the quarterback is warming up, he start warming up. When a backup quarterback's taking some reps, he start taking some reps. I said, oh, yeah, he loved the NFL. So when I heard this topic, I said, oh, yeah, he's out of there. He got an agent. Look, get your money and get out of there. The things you did for Michigan, they won't probably see for another 10 years. They won the Big Ten with last, what, couple years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he doing his job. What else you got to do? I mean, bring the championship home. If you don't bring the championship home, don't worry about it. Go get that check and go get a Super Bowl.
I also think it's just fascinating. People go from loving you to hating you, particularly in college football, very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Dabo Sweeney couldn't do nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm. And championship.
Oh, yeah. Game after game after game. All of a sudden, Trevor Lawrence leaves and people are looking at Dabo like, is it time for him to go? Mm. Time for him to get up out of there? So it is very hard to win at a consistent level. Jim Harbaugh, they wanted him fired because he had lost 5 straight to Ohio State. They wanted him gone.
Yeah.
He's since won 3 straight versus Ohio State. Now Ryan Day, who they loved, they want him gone because he's lost 3 straight versus Michigan. Get out while you can. But here's what's most interesting. Jim Harbaugh has always coached in California, outside of Michigan. Stanford, San Fran. There's an opening in California.
San ain't so. With the quarterback?
The Chargers.
With the Chargers.
Justin Herbert, he's the quarterback there. Joy, does it make sense for Jim Harbaugh to coach the Chargers? Would that be a good job for him specifically?
Yeah, I think it is. For a couple reasons. One, obviously you have a quarterback that everybody believes can still have the potential to develop into a serious talent in the NFL. And that's a thing that everyone is looking for. Two, the California part. Three, Chargers don't have nothing that they can walk around banging on their chest about. You don't have no culture. You don't have no consistency. You can't say, oh, this is the Chargers way, or this is, they want to hire a certain type of coach to do a certain type of thing. Because Harbaugh is a big personality. He comes with a lot of stuff. He doesn't necessarily get along with everybody all the time. Like, we know that that's how he is, but he knows how to turn an organization around. So if you're going somewhere that has been through coaches and dysfunction and we can't get things right, bring somebody in who has their own identity and has done it consistently at the highest level. Everywhere might not have that. Everyone, certain places, certain organizations have a way they like to do things. They have a little more oversight with the owner. You know, like, there's just dynamics and politics within the building that might not fit with everybody's personality. I can't see how the Chargers can walk to the table like, yeah, we're gonna hire you, but you can't do this, this, and this. Like,
no, they won't.
What do you have to stand on when you're in that situation? So I think it's a good situation because of Justin Herbert. I'd love to coach a talent like that. He's capable of turning places around. He's done it at the highest level. And he has a way of doing things that I don't think anybody in that building can necessarily push back on.
Yeah. Coach Harbaugh should take any job if we're talking about we all know he's leaving. Because he's shown us that it don't matter if he go to the Las Vegas Raiders. It don't matter if he go to the San Francisco 49ers. It don't matter if he go to the Chargers. His track record has showed you that wherever I go, this thing is going to get turned around. The Niners had 8 losing seasons. Harbaugh got there 3 seasons in a row with 11-plus wins.
Mm-hmm.
Stanford never had 12 wins in a season.
About it.
His fourth season, he win 12 games. Then you go and you win three Big Ten championships in a row, and you end the national championship, so it don't matter where he goes or where he's at. He has a way of changing around programs and organizations. Whether it's his guys, other people's guys that was already there, he gets them to play at an extremely high level, and he changes cultures and everything around. That is what Harbaugh does. So to me, like I said, if you're going to the NFL, it don't matter what organization he goes to. I truly believe, because what we've seen with our own two eyes is him change around any place he's ever been.
Yeah, I think the Chargers would be a good move for him because they got talent, right? I was thinking about even with the Niners, when he went to the Niners, they had talent, but you couldn't tell because they were losing all the time, right? He got there. One thing he's always going to bring, he's going to bring that defense.
Yes, sir.
You watch some freaking the Wolverines, they play defense. The same way they had when the Niners was in the NFL. They play defense. And then he going to run that ball. We going to run that ball. He going to bring that culture of toughness. And the last part, I think it makes sense for the Chargers because they got a talented running back, solid offensive line. He ain't never had a quarterback like this, though.
Never, ever.
College?
College, yeah.
I'm talking about pros.
Andrew Luck.
I'm talking about the pros, like, you know, the big boys. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? There ain't no scholarships. You got to make this team. You know what I'm saying? But nah, you had Alex Smith. You had Kaepernick. Like, imagine he would get Herbert. Right, look, I know you nice and all that, but we're going to run this ball. We hope you out. So now, them games that he probably couldn't win before, Herbert, where we need him to throw the ball, it's going to be more manageable now, right? And you have that defense. You talk about all them talented guys they have on defense, and I can't get no stops. I can't get no wins. Mm-hmm. He's going to chase that around. So, Harbaugh, look, man, you got a lot going on. Matter of fact, I met his wife last week, right? I was eating dinner at a downtown L.A., right? And his wife came in, and then the friend of hers, she's a coach's wife also. She said, you Shady McCoy? I was like, that's me. That's me. And she said, oh, I'm Harbaugh's wife. Nice lady. And I said, listen, you guys can win this game. And what they do, they win it. So take my word. Go get that money and go get a championship, baby.
I do think the Chargers make sense for Harbaugh, mainly because he has more equity than the quarterback. And that means a lot.
Ooh, that's true.
That means a lot.
That's what I'm saying.
Sean Payton, Russell Wilson, they got into a feud. Because Sean Payton has more equity than Russ, Sean Payton, you good, Russ, you got to go. If you go to the Chargers and you are of lesser equity in thought than Herbert, you in trouble. Because if the Chargers fail with Harbaugh there, it ain't on Harbaugh. Now people looking at Herbert. Mm-hmm. A coach with less equity? Oh, it's the coach. But Harbaugh, like Shady, like Joy, and like James have all said, Harbaugh built up Stanford.
Hold on.
Harbaugh left. Stanford obviously has since collapsed. David Shaw's obviously gone as well. Harbaugh built up the Niners. Harbaugh left. The Niners 2 years later were 2-14. Harbaugh showed up to Michigan. Michigan was irrelevant in the national landscape of football. And now they have won three consecutive Big Ten championships. They beat Ohio State and they beat Alabama. Right. Find me the last program in college football to beat Ohio State and Bama in the same season. Mm. So the fact that Harbaugh's built up all these programs, if Harbaugh goes to the Chargers and the Chargers struggle, they're not looking at Harbaugh. He's been to a Super Bowl with Kaepernick, to Shady's point.
Right.
Now they better start looking at other people, but it better not be Harbaugh.
Now that sounded good, but I can't sit here and just let you. I mean,
go ahead.
Like, well, this is the NFL,
yes,
right?
Sir.
And the quarterback, he ain't Russ. He's a lot better than Russ.
Sure.
We look at Herbert like he's a top five talent, right? So I hear you saying that about having more equity. I get all that. But if they not winning, they both come in that meeting. They both come up in there. They both come up in there. I think the owner ain't just letting Herbert walk like they just let Russ walk. No. Hey, Russ, go find your new team. They not doing it to Justin Herbert.
But let me ask you this.
Ask me.
At the point in which the man went to a Super Bowl with Cap.
Cool.
You know Harbaugh can coach. We still do not know if Herbert can win. We don't know that at all.
But we know he's a really
good. But we know Harbaugh can win because he don't want it Stanford at Stanford, America. Yeah. He don't want it Michigan, and he's won in the NFL. Well, so we know Harbaugh can win at any level, with any program, with any team. We don't know if Herbert can win.
But look,
talk to
once,
me.
Once you come to the league, all that college stuff is out the game.
You can go NFL.
Right?
Bring that NFL stuff.
So we bring the NFL in, right?
Yes, sir.
So if you look at Herbert overall, now I'm with you, he needs to win. Mm-hmm. Some games that he's not winning, and he has the ball in his hands. But the defense is a big problem with that, too, though.
Of course.
He's been in the league, his defense hasn't been good.
Not good.
A lot of players that's good on defense, but not a good defense.
Yes, sir.
So, Harbaugh, we need you to fix that problem, bro. You fix that problem, and you let Herbert do what he does normally as far as putting stats up, putting passes to wide receivers or touchdowns. That's what he does. Mm-hmm. So, all I'm saying is, if the thing don't work, right, if the relationship don't even work,
It ain't just going to be Justin Herbert like, yo, you got to go. It ain't going to go like that Russell Wilson situation. That's what I'm saying. Well, they both going to sit there at the freaking principal's desk, yeah, and they going to talk this thing out.
But this is difficult, too, and this is really good, Acho, because you basically saying Harbaugh know how to coach. If it don't go right, that means Herbert bad. But Harbaugh has changed around and made so many average quarterbacks,
correct,
play at a high,
correct,
level.
Yeah. Correct.
So you don't think he's going to take any fault for not getting Justin Herbert to play at a high level? Ooh. And this is the best one, ooh, you have ever had?
Here's my question. James, if you go to four different networks and every show on every network, y'all succeed, mm-hmm, then you come to this show in this network and you don't succeed, it can't be on you, because everywhere you went, you succeeded. Harbaugh went to Stanford, not a perennial powerhouse, right, and he succeeded.
That's true.
He went to the Niners. They were irrelevant, and he succeeded. Then he went to Michigan, and he succeeded. Mm. Everywhere he goes, he succeeds. So if he goes to the Chargers and doesn't succeed, how can it be him?
That's why I said he has a certain brand and certain way he does things and a certain personality. And he comes in the building, you know he's in the building. Mm-hmm. The Chargers do not have any identity. This will be Justin Herbert's third head coach. Mm-hmm. So I agree with you. Like, he got more equity going in there. And he's going to have his choice, too. Yeah, once this is over and the conversations, the phone starts ringing, he's going to have his choice and options with all these openings that we're going to have. Right. And there are going to be a lot of them. So it's not like people aren't going to want him. He's going to be able to choose where he wants to go. And then the Chargers can't come to the table. They will. You know, it's the difference between billionaires and millionaires. We know that. But y'all have done things a certain way for a long time.
Ain't work.
And it ain't work. Yeah. So if you're going to bring somebody in that changes things around, and we know he changes things around,
correct,
you got to give him the space, correct, to do that.
You said, what is it called? If you did all this good stuff and you don't do good when you were with the Chargers? Used to. 50 Cent called that.
Hey, in high school, you was the man. Homie, what happened to you? Yeah. If he don't go out and deliver, what happened to you?
You was the man, homie.
What happened to you? Yeah. What happened? Yeah, because if you ain't winning,
they're going to say wrong hire, huh? Ooh. Wrong hire.
They're going to say next.
You know, the blessing is, they told me in my ear since I've been here, ratings up. So we got it.
Katie, where they coming next?
Don't play me. We get numbers.
It's time for crazy.
It's time to shine. I want my chain today.
There you go.
It's time for crazy work.
Don't miss that move.
After the commercial break, Shady going to highlight the best plays from the best players around the NFL. Guys, the best segment. It's the best. Let's come back for it.
Turn me up in the mic. This is called giving out crazy work. Can we see it? I can't wait.
LeSean McCoy.
Look at that sweet feet. Stop, excuse me. Ooh, look at the footwork. Oh, my God. That's, ooh, called crazy work.
Ooh. Oh, it's still good.
Get off of me, little boy. Did you see the moves? Left, right, left, right. Ooh.
That's God-given.
He can run around you. He can run through you. You know you are not catching that boy. It's a bad, bad man. But that's crazy work.
Hey, Shady McCoy, get to us with the crazy work, big dog.
You almost got me. Anyway, crazy work on a Wednesday. We show all the love to the best players. Give out that crazy work. And myself, the truly showing you love. Let's get to the tape.
Talk to us.
Who's out here today? Justin Fields.
What?
Oh, my God.
Hey, what?
Mood up. Get off me. Now, this is giving out crazy work. There's nobody open. I got to make a play. Now, listen, I don't care what they say about Caleb Williams. I'm about to take him, but today, that's a crazy, crazy move. Get off of me. Do the spin around ballerina. I got to go.
Ball.
What is the defense coordinator? What does he say to his players about this? Tackle the kid. Get him on the ground. What are you doing? But guess what? He didn't win. He won the game, but he didn't win this one. Number two, is it Aaron Jordan? Oh, is it Jordan Humphreys?
Little
Let's
Jordan.
Get it. Great route.
Texas boy.
Catch the ball. Where the feet work? Spin move. Get off me. That's one, two, three. Four. Oh, did he score? And the kid gets in the end zone. I'll tell you what, it's a bad, bad man. Listen, we might be cousins, though. Because when I look at this tank, that's something I would do. Spin on him, make him miss. That's two. That's three. That's four. That boy bad, though. He should have won, but I can't lie.
Win.
He almost won. You're a bad boy. Anyway. Let's go to the winner now. You ready?
Talk to
Michael Carter. Love his kid. Get the whole. He sat him down, though.
Oh, my goodness.
He sat him down in the National Football League. Look at this. Check his ACL, check his knee. After this play, they had a timeout. They checked his knee, they checked his ankles, they checked both of his big toes, and he still got up. Listen, Michael Carter. Whew, wow.
That was great right there. But I got, can you say one more time before we start? Keep
one more time. Run that back one more game.
Don't look at the chain. Look at the tape.
Run that back.
One more time, though, because I don't lie, though. When a dude sits somebody down like that, they call it a sit-down. Knee, ankle,
knee,
it's everything.
Knee, ankle, everything.
Yo, listen. If it's MTV, that would be called punk, though. Where the camera's at, he put him down on the ground. Whoa. Let's show one more time. Anyway, let me get the camera. Let me get it.
See, Acho is
all
out.
Right, listen. Even though y'all beat my Eagles, I'm not happy about it. I got to show you love. You know we got a good relationship. Put that thing on, man. That crazy working hoodie.
Shady, it's upside down.
I know,
dog. Go ahead.
Thank you. Show some love to speak. We show love to you. All love, baby. Keep balling. Michael Carter, I see you giving out that crazy work. Even though it's my Eagles. That's why I messed it up.
Shady, your first crazy work of the year, big dog. How I feel, man? I mean.
See that patch right there? Oh, hey, I feel good, man. Listen.
Good.
When you lived in my shoes and gave out crazy work for a living, think about this for a second. They told me.
They told
me. Shady McCool, we're going to pay you millions.
Millions.
To give out crazy work.
Crazy.
I said, cool. Give me a pen.
Sign me up.
And that's what I'm doing now. I'm giving out that crazy love to all the players that's doing it on the field.
I'm surprised there weren't any of the players from the college games in there.
You know, I ain't really at college. That's, you know, I mean, everybody's good in college. Who's not good in college?
Oh, we were just being nice because it was. Cause
no,
it,
I mean,
it
I'm being serious.
Well.
Who's not good in college?
All right, we got to get to college. We got to get the break. When we return, we are staying with the Eagles. Are they fixable? AJ Brown gave phenomenal sound early on this morning. You haven't heard it yet. We got to bring it to you. Can the Eagles fix their problems, or are they shockingly one and done in the playoffs?
Johnny Manziel is good in college. I mean, I could go for hours before we do this for real.
Acho,
The coaches played zero snaps this year. It is not the coach. It is us.
That second play, if somebody go the left and block a certain person, it's a 30-yard touchdown by Jalen. He runs in.
AJ Brown had a lot to say earlier today, and rightfully so. Eagles have lost four of their last five games, Shady, after starting off 10-1. It is really the most surprising collapse in all of sports. Do you think that the Philadelphia Eagles, where you're the all-time leading rusher, are they fixable?
I'm going to have it circled if you say it.
I seen enough, man. I seen enough I need to see.
No.
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 We can't fix this.
That's what I had.
I mean, the thing is, like, when you playing this bad, see, when you playing this bad and you winning, like, you still feel good about yourself. Now, it's like, if you look at every interview, what they talking about?
Yeah.
Do they seem confident? It's his fault? It's her fault? It's his fault? Whose fault is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. We don't look good. Defense, they come some days they don't. I'm lying. They haven't came in a long time, right? The coordinators, the switch up coordinators, it's bad right now. It's bad. Offensively, we don't know. We have no identity. We're going to run it. We're going to throw it. We're going to do quarterback sneaks with Jalen Hurts. What are we going to do? Only play that works, I think. You know what we should do? We should do the tush push the whole way down the field, though.
Immature.
Can we do that? We get 3 yards, 4 yards, 4 yards. Because right now, we in trouble. We are in trouble. And I don't think that it's bad right now for Philadelphia. I hate this topic. I swear to God, when they told me about this topic, I took so long to answer the questions. He kept saying, Shady, what do you think? I don't know, I'm still thinking.
These Eagles issues, they're going to be here for a while. Eagles are not fixable. They're not fixable because there's way too many deficiencies on way too many sides of the ball. And primarily that defense, ain't nobody fixing that. I don't think they have the talent. And I don't think they have the coaching. I don't think they have what it takes to get where they want to get. You'll have to remember, their starting safety, maybe their best safety this year, Reed Blankenship, he was the fourth best safety last year. So why did we think that the player that was the fourth best safety last year, behind Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, behind Epps, behind Maddox, why did we think that it was acceptable for him to now be the starting and best safety this year? Shout out to you, Reed Blankenship, for capitalizing on your opportunity. You are playing well. But that's on the Eagles.
I wish I played him.
To me, they ain't got the dudes. So, no, their issues are not fixable because if we're being honest with ourselves, their linebackers, they shouldn't be starting. Their safeties, they're just not playing that well. To me, they're not fixable, and shame on the Eagles. Joy, where you stand?
It might not matter if they're fixable or not because they're in the postseason. And while I don't think the Eagles are playing well right now, and they don't look like a Super Bowl team, they don't even look like a team that could be in the NFC Championship game, they don't even look like a team that we can circle this win once they get to the postseason. But who among us trusts everyone that's in the postseason right now.
Good question.
That's kind of where I'm at. It's like they're not playing well. They don't look good. Everybody's talking bad about each other. The vibes are low. Low energy vibes in Philadelphia around everything. When we talk to the media, when we don't play with energy, we don't play with effort. Everybody's down. It's all sadness, bad energy. But they could win round one in the playoffs.
Who are we playing round one if it stopped today?
I believe the Bucks. Buccaneers. Do they line up with right now?
I think we beat the Bucks, but that's gonna be a good game.
Yep.
I mean, we did struggle.
It was a good game.
We did struggle with the Giants. Oh wait, we did struggle with We did lose.
Here's the current NFC matchups. So.
Be a tough game.
They could win against. They could lose, but they could win.
I got a question for you though, Joy, because that's a good question you asked. Like, because everybody's kind of like shaky a little bit in this whole little.
Yeah, except for the Niners.
But who could we beat though?
It's as fair to say that they are one and done, and nobody's gonna fight you.
I'm being serious. Like, we probably could beat.
I think you could beat the Bucks.
No.
I think we could beat the Bucks.
I think you could beat.
But I mean, like, that's gonna be a game.
But here's the crazy thing, and we'll get your answer on the other half of the commercial break. We're saying the Eagles could beat the Bucks.
Yeah.
That's not a good place to be in football right now.
No, I'm not saying it is.
The Bucks, they ain't like they killing it.
Yeah. James, on the other half, I want to hear what you got to say. Are the Eagles fixable? You played 9 years in the league. You won a Super Bowl. You know what Super Bowl teams look like. Are the Eagles fixable? And Shady, we got to pause your whole take.
Ooh, wait.
Whole take.
Also, I'm usually good with the pause.
James Jones, Eagles lost 4 out of 5. Are the Eagles issues fixable?
Ooh-wee. Y'all seen that man that be coming to all these team meetings that like be like, hey man, guess, you know, what's on this paper, you know.
Oh, the magician person?
Yeah.
The magician, yeah.
Well, what's on the back of this paper, Acho?
I'm going to say there's a no in circle.
There you go. That's a no, and it is circle. This ain't fixable. It's too much going on. It ain't been fixable since week one, because it happened in week two. Then it happened in week three. Then it happened in week four. And now we're in week 17, and it's happening still. No, this is not fixable. This is who the Philadelphia Eagles are. We've heard all the frustrations. We heard coaches frustrated, players frustrated. You got A.J. Brown coming out saying, man, if it ain't the coaches, if we block it this way, we good. This is not fixable because they've had 17 weeks to fix it, and you have not fixed it yet. So that you're not going to fix it this week. You're not going to fix it in the playoffs. It ain't happening. It's not fixable for the Philadelphia Eagles. This is who they truly are this season. They have no identity, which we talked about, on both sides of the ball. Identity last year, it's one thing we're going to do, and that's why you can play with them, Stacey, and that's why they thought they could play with these safeties coming in, because if it's one thing the Philadelphia Eagles was going to do on defense, get after the passer. This year, they ain't doing that, right? So now safeties, linebackers, everybody else is exposed because the D-line ain't doing their job like they were doing their job last year. Last year, our identity was running the football. This year, we don't know what the identity is on the offensive side of the ball. And it's too late to fix all that, Acho. I'm sure we all can agree up here. So for me, the answer is no. I don't see this being fixable. I truly believe they won and done in the playoffs.
Let me ask y'all the better question then. Are the Eagles' issues maskable? You know, we hear oftentimes, oh, this guy's not tall enough for her. He ain't tall enough for me. Yeah, but you can wear some 2-inch, some 3-inch, you Air Maxes. You know them joints got the cushion in them. Oh, she not pretty enough for me. Yeah, you can wear some makeup. You can mask the deficiencies. Are the Eagles' issues maskable? Can they cover up the issues long enough to get
some
by?
Superficial people.
Yeah. I mean, I'll say this, though. I'm going to say yes. You know why? Because if we can find a way to win these games, because we didn't play no different. In the beginning of the season to now, it's been the same, up and down, but we find a way to win. And everybody you talked about in the playoffs, we can actually beat, probably other than the Niners, but maybe somebody could beat them, who knows. Anyway, if we can find a way to just win the games, this might be who we are. Might be ugly, but as long as we win. Because we could beat the Bucks.
Yep.
We can beat the Rams.
Yep.
We can beat Detroit.
Yep.
Right? Cowboys, we already beat them. Yeah. Niners, probably, I mean...
But you might not even run into them.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not advocating for the way that the Eagles are playing this year and how they look right now. What is there good to say? It's falling apart internally. We're hearing everybody's talking about how bad it is. But if you win against a team that you can beat and then somebody else knocks someone else off.
That's true.
Does it matter? Yeah, if they make it to the NFC, obviously the Eagles' goal at the beginning of the season was make it back to the Super Bowl. We know that. If they make it to the NFC Championship game, do we consider this season to be a failure? I'm not saying that they won't.
What's the failure?
If they don't make it back to the Super Bowl.
The way we play, are you kidding me?
No, from the beginning of the season.
Man, right now.
Oh, of course not. Nah.
It's a blessing. It's a Come on now.
I'm not saying they're not going to change a lot next year. Like, they should. But if they make it to the NFC Championship game, like only two teams in the conference do that.
Yeah. You saying maskable, though?
Mm-hmm.
Right? They barely beat the Giants.
Yeah.
Right? With the mistakes they had, they barely beat them. And then some of the other mistakes you had the very next week, you lose to the Cardinals. You walked into halftime 20-6 on the Cardinals, I think, something like that. Yeah. What they walk into halftime with the Giants.
Yeah.
And that game came down to a throw with Tyrod Taylor at the end of the – so they can't go into the playoffs with none of these good teams wearing a mask trying to cover stuff up or makeup trying to cover stuff up. That's who they
are. When we return, a familiar face is back in action. Carson Wentz starts on Sunday for the Rams. That former first round pick. What does it mean for Carson, for the Rams? Surprise, surprise.
You know what? Justin Fields will have a job anywhere. You're right. This is like, he still get jobs.
Hi, family. In the surprising news, Rams are going to start Carson Wentz at quarterback Sunday against the 49ers. Sources say Sean McVay giving Stafford a breather before the postseason. Shady, what's your thoughts on this?
They set him up. Sean McVay, he must have did some Sean McVay. Because he's no nice one. Whoop his little tail up today. Bang, 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 bang. I don't understand this, though. When you're a first rounder, you get so many opportunities. That's like, how? I don't know if I'm jealous or what, but I keep saying this over and over again. You keep getting the shot.
But there aren't 64 quarterbacks better than Wentz.
How you know? Who tells you that? Who tells you no? Oh, they friends. Your friends?
Nah, 27.
You like them?
I do like Carson Wentz, but 27 touchdowns, 7 picks.
Man. What year was that?
Oh, that was 2021.
Oh, yeah, well, listen. What was his last year? I lost a lot of money messing with him.
All this means is Coach McVay is a step closer to that coach of the year because he's able to rest his players within a Rams team we thought wouldn't even be sniffing the playoffs.
Thank you.
So you like Carson Wentz?
What you saying thank you for?
Because I was right about the Rams.
You jumped off the Rams.
I was right about the Rams.